name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Just as when we think about Jonah, we usually think about the whale instead of his mission to Nineveh, so too when we think about the sign of Jonah, which is mentioned several times in the Gospels, we usually think about our Lord being within the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. And that certainly is one of the meanings of the sign of Jonah, but it's not the only meaning. Like so many things in sacred scripture, there are many layers of meanings. So it's not a matter of saying, I pick this meaning or that meaning. Most of the time in sacred scripture, it means all of them. And so the sign of Jonah also means the fact that when our Lord went and preached that the kingdom of God is at hand, repent, the sinners repented. That is also the sign of Jonah, and it's also one of the signs that the kingdom of God is at present. Now, why is it a sign of Jonah? Well, because of what we heard about in today's first reading. Jonah, after he finally said, okay, God, I'll go preach to the Ninevites, but it won't do any good. When he went, before he had even got partway across the city, the citizens of Nineveh had repented, from the king down to the animals. They had put on sackcloth and ashes. They had fasted and raised their voices to heaven and turned from their sins. And because of this, Nineveh was spared. Now, the same thing happens with the message of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. People hear the gospel. They turn from their sins. You know, that's an essential part. You know, you can't just hear the gospel and say, Lord, Lord, I'm a Christian, and then continue doing whatever it was you were doing to begin with. You have to turn from your sins. You have to turn to the gospel. But that is a sign of our Lord's presence and the fact that he is the Messiah. Because you remember in the gospels, all the time people are saying, Lord, show us a sign. And he said, it is a wicked and adulterous generation that seeks a sign, but the only sign to be given it will be the sign of the prophet Jonah. So it is both our Lord's death and resurrection and the fact that people turn from their sins and their sins are forgiven that is the sign that Jesus is in fact who he says he is, the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.